Avril Donlan, and you're part of the Gum Litter Task Force. The 2019 launch was done by Minister Bruton. How big a problem is it, Avril?
So, well, just to give you an idea of how big a problem it was, really, was when this campaign started, would have been over 10 years ago. And at that time, chewing gum accounted for almost 30% of all litter in Ireland. So it was a really big problem. And so
hold on a minute. You're telling me that of all the litter created in Ireland, gum accounted for a third of it?
Yeah, it did. That was over 10 years ago. And obviously then it was such an issue that industry and government, you know, together had to do something about it. And so that's why the Gum Litter Task Force was, you know, put into place. So here we are, over 10 years later, we have now got that figure down to 8%. So it's been a serious reduction, and that will be through our advertising campaign and also through an education campaign in schools. So yeah, we've got it down, but I mean, it is really the aim of the campaign is to keep the message out there, to keep people doing the correct behaviour, and that's, you know, putting their gum in the bin.
Avril, might be an unfair question to ask you, but would there be less use of gum than there used to be 10 years ago, or has the use of it remained constant, whereas people's knowledge on the correct disposal has improved, or is it that people just aren't chewing gum as much anymore?
I would say, I mean, obviously that would be really a question for, you know, the companies that actually sell gum, but I know from dealing with local authorities that, like, chewing gum sales, you know, like, they would have a huge issue with clearing it up over the past number of years. We have obviously improved it, but I wouldn't say there'd be a reduction. You know, you can even tell by advertising from chewing gum industries, and you always see it in shops. I think the demand is still there, but I certainly think that people's behaviour has improved. And the feedback I get from around the country is that it's not as big a problem as it used to be, as per, you know, litter. But yeah, it's something, and the reason we have to keep the campaign going is because chewing gum sales are still high.
Now, Avril, I think it's about maybe 18 months, 2 years ago, maybe even less. I remember seeing it on one of the television programs. They actually, basically, I think nearly as much as done a documentary on a guy, and that was his job, was removing gum. But maybe if you could give us a pocketbook version of the amount of work that actually goes into keeping a stretch of one of the main streets in Dublin to removing gum from that. I mean, it's an absolutely unreal process.
Absolutely. I mean, by the very nature of the product, it is sticky, so it is hard to remove from the ground. So it takes time for local authorities. It takes resources, you know, to clean it up. And it's such a simple thing to avoid. I mean, all people need to do is pop it in a wrapper, pop it in a bin. You know, if there's no bin around, they can just pop it in a paper and take it home. It's such a simple, you know, little thing that they can do to fix it. But the offset of not doing the right behaviour, of dropping it on the ground, is time and resources and money from local authorities that can be used towards other initiatives.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose the whole point of this programme that I was discussing with you was the labour intensity of removing gum from footpaths is unbelievable. I mean, you think there's nothing to it. It's unbelievable the amount of labour that goes into it.
Yeah, and local authorities would try different ways, you know, whether that be power washing or, you know, using chemicals or whatever they can to get it off the ground. But it is, you know, it is difficult to remove once it's actually dropped on the ground, but it's such an easy problem. It's a, you know, problem to solve if people just pop it in the bin. Such a simple thing to do.
Yeah, and I mean, it's called chewing gum because there is a certain rubber element in it. So it's not as though it's biodegradable even.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, chewing gum industry would be looking at a lot of research and development into ways that they could make the product, you know, not as, you know, sticky or hard to remove when it is or if it is dropped incorrectly. So they are continuously working on that. But like I say, by the very nature of the product, it is chewy, it's sticky, so it is hard to remove.
Yeah, 2007, I think, Avril, you started off with this gum litter campaign. And looking at the statistics, and I don't like bombarding listeners with statistics, but just the general trend, it has been a sea change from 2007 up to, well, I know we're only, what, 5 months into 2019. Yeah. From 2007 to 2018, there's been a sea change, really, hasn't there?
There really has. And, like, this is because we're doing education programmes in school as well. So from a very young age, so, like, in secondary school, we do workshops with first-year students. And they're around the correct disposal of gum, but also litter in general. So then over time, we're seeing that those behaviours are being, you know, continued right throughout their lives. And it is a trend. It takes a while for people to change their behaviour. But what we are seeing is that over the last 10, 12 years, you know, there has been, like you say, a sea change in the behaviour. So we just need to keep that message out there. We need to keep the momentum going so that people, you know, see it as litter. And even though it is small, people might be, you know, inclined to drop it because it's so small. But as we discussed there, the difficulty in cleaning it up is the real issue, you know.
Yeah, and the catchphrase, of course, of bin your gum when you're done. And I see that you are sticking very, very strongly with that mantra, Avril.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a simple message, and that's what it's all about. Bin your gum when you're done. So simple. That's as simple as it is, Johnny.
I was down a couple of weeks ago, probably a month ago now, actually, in Carrick and Shannon.
Yes, and, lovely part of the world.
It is indeed. Most beautiful, absolutely beautiful there on the banks of the Shannon. And on the Saturday that I was down there for a weekend, and on the Saturday I went for a walk around the town because I think it was over 30 years actually since I was in that town. And the one thing that struck me, and as you say, beautiful part of the world, the entire town is absolutely spotless. Now, when I say pristine, I mean it is absolutely spotless. And I remember asking a local down there how they keep it so clean. And the answer was, and the reason, number one, there's two reasons. Number one is that their main industry is stag parties and hen parties. So they're not going to, obviously, if you'll pardon the expression, they're not going to arrive into dirty kips for their parties.
True, yeah.
So tourism is the big thing. And number two, they are battling very, very hard. They were only a few points off of picking up a Tidy Towns winning position this year.
Yeah.
But he informed me that the way they do it is that there are a team of volunteers who come out about 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, start one end of the town and finish the other. Yeah. And that's how they keep it clean. And I actually remarked it while I was walking around. Not a speck of chewing gum on the footpaths.
Yeah.
This cannot be a once-off Avril Conlon coming on here talking to me, Richard Bruton getting up making grandiose speeches, a campaign on television or radio or wherever. This has to be a daily ongoing process to keep gum off the streets and off the footpaths.
Yeah, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head there, really, Johnny. I mean, it's down to every single person. It's, you know, a change in behaviour. It's not a once-off, I've seen an ad, so I'll change my behaviour in the short term. It's a complete, you know, change of how people dispose of all their types of litter, you know, not just chewing gum. And, like, we would work with, like you mentioned, Carrick and Shannon there, we would work with Leitrim County Council and the Tidy Towns groups there. We would sponsor a category in the Tidy Towns Awards as well, specifically just for how a locality would deal with the issue of chewing gum. But, like, Carrick and Shannon is, you know, a great example of how businesses and volunteers in the community all work together, and it's so obvious when you visit it. But, like, it's so important for their business, like you say, when it's well known for hens and stags, when they come to visit it, they want somewhere clean. But likewise, if the businesses and the volunteers don't get together, they'll have, you know, the community would not be happy about stags and hens coming to the town, and it would affect tourism. So, I mean, it's a benefit to all to keep their environment clean, and you know, at the end of the day, they live there as well, so they can enjoy it as well.
And I suppose the reason, Avril, that I mentioned that to you is, as a Cork man living in Dublin, and for quite a long time, Dublin, while it is the capital city, etc., and they think they like to lord it over the rest of the country, give me retaliation and force there, Avril. Still, Dublin is an amalgamation and a series of villages which have all come together to form this city. And it really is. And people are very proud of the fact that, you know, well, I come from Raheny and I come from Dunnycarney and I'm from Kilester. And it's all these little villages that have amalgamated over time.
Yeah.
If you were to take the Carrick and Shannon template and impose it into those villages in Dublin City, would you go a long way towards solving the problem permanently?
You would absolutely. And like, there's a lot, you know, a lot comes from, like you're talking about there, you know, pride of place, pride of where you come from, pride of where you live. And it is, it's about businesses and, you know, people who live in the community all working together. Like you'd see there along the Grand Canal, every couple of Saturdays, there's a volunteer group that get out and clean up, you know, litter all along the canal. And that's totally down to the fact that they're proud of where they live and they want it to be clean. You know, they're not being paid. It's just that they want to get out and clean. But absolutely, if, you know, people kind of, you know, did work together more like they do in smaller communities. And like you say, Dublin is just a bunch of like smaller suburbs making up one big city. But Tidy Town groups like are just unbelievable. Every time I meet them, I'm blown away about the amount of hours and the amount of work and the pride they take in their area. It's just, it's always like, you know, outstanding.
Yeah, because there seems to be, among certain elements in society, there seems to be an attitude of, well, that's not my job. That's the council's job, or that's the corpo's job. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whereas, they, would you tip the contents of your rubbish bin around your sitting room?
See, they wouldn't. And, you know, that's a part of our campaign last year. We actually set up a mock sitting room in South King Street. And we said to people, so there was, you know, your armchair, your couch, your coffee table, the whole lot was all set up. And we're saying to the public, would you drop your chewing gum there? Would you stick it on the lamp? And of course they said no, it feels alien to them. But it was like, well, if you wouldn't do it at home, you know, you shouldn't do it on the street. You should have as much pride on the street as you would, and the same behaviour as you would at home.
Avril, I think if we did nothing else only to impart that message to people today, we have done a good day's work.
Absolutely. It's everyone. Everyone will help.
Avril Donlan, Gum Litter Campaign Executive, thank you so much for joining me on this afternoon's Northside Today. Avril, it has been a pleasure, and I suppose bin your gum when you're done and think before you spit could be another one maybe.
Absolutely. Avril, thanks, Tony.
Thank you so much indeed, Avril. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.